one place for you?
Yeah, I'm in Georgia. Yeah. Like I'm in Florida.
Well, you were pretty adamant about how much you wanted to be here on Twitter and other outlets. Why was it so important, just the place that you end up landing if you had to leave Real Salt Lake?
Yeah, excited. I had quite a few opportunities to go places around the league, and I was excited about that. But weighing all the options, soccer-wise, good place to live. New opportunity. The challenge here excited me more than anything. I just felt at this point in my career, I'd accomplished a lot in Salt Lake, and I was looking for a new challenge once it was sorted that I wasn't going to have another chapter there. And here just seemed like the perfect fit. The ambition of the club, of the owner, of the fans, of the new coach coming in, peace with the players that they already had here, just kind of made it to be the perfect fit for me.
What's the challenge that you see here, Will, in terms of what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, turning it into a winning organization, an elite organization. I mean, the organization is elite in many aspects, with the fan base, the support, all those different things, the professionalism, but the success on the field hasn't quite translated yet. So the challenge is turning this team into a playoff caliber team, turning it into a contender every year, and not just a team with good fans, not just a team with a lot of good support. It needs to be a winning team, and I think that's the main challenge I see here.
Based on the experience that you've had in Salt Lake, where you guys had a pretty solid run about 5 years, how does that help you translate that winning mentality to this club?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I think experience, winning itself is, you know, that kind of experience really helps out, specifically learning how to win on the road, the mentality that you need, sharing that mentality, coming to train every single day, working hard, understanding that there are no days off. This league, the one thing that I've learned over the years is that winning games in this league is extremely difficult, and winning consistently is even harder. So it's just that I think I'd like to bring, first and foremost, that mentality to training, and just understanding that nobody's going to give you anything in this league. I think you saw it last year. If you don't show up, if you don't prepare right, you're not going to get any points in this league. It's just that tough, the parity that is displayed every single year in the league is there for a reason. Every team has good players. Every away game is a very tough game. And so we just have to learn that very quickly and bring a new mental toughness to this organization.
Where do you think you fit in this midfield? If you're looking around and seeing the other guys here.
Good question. There's a lot of good players. I'm excited to play with a lot of them. I don't exactly know what formation we're going to play. I don't know if anybody knows for sure exactly how it's going to play out. I'm just going to work as hard as I can and earn a spot in the midfield. I'd hope to be as close to the center as possible. But when you have a lot of talented guys, you have to try and find a way to get everybody on the field if possible. If that's going to bring the strongest 11 guys, then I'm a guy that might be able to be flexible. Thankfully, that's not my problem. I'm just going to work hard, and the coaches, they have a lot harder job than I do, so I'll let them figure it out.
How did it feel to be out there on your first day? New city, new team, new coach,
fun.
And everything?
Yeah, fun. I think everybody's a little anxious, just getting ready to get out here. It's been a long off season, I think, for everybody. Just seeing all the pieces getting put together, every couple of days it seems like there's a move going, some guy's leaving, somebody's coming. So just to get out there with all the guys, I think, was a big first step, and now we can build on that. But it's fun. I think we all know it would be a good time. There's nothing that's not fun about playing for this organization. Everybody knows that.
Jason Kreutz and Caleb Porter come from different backgrounds, but they seem to have a fairly similar demeanor, anyway, at least on the pitch. Are they as similar as they seem, or are there a lot of differences these days so far?
Yeah, today was actually the first day I've met Caleb. I might have met him once or twice when I was young, because he was in the Midwest when I was as well, but it'll take time to kind of see exactly how he's going to work out. But first impressions, yeah, he seems like a clever guy, a soccer guy. I think of Jason as an intelligent guy as well, and I do see some similarities. Young, Obviously, Jason had a much more extensive playing career because of, Caleb got cut short by injury. So he's got a little bit more experience coaching at different levels, whereas Jason was just kind of throwing the fire and was learning. But as far as being intelligent, smart soccer guys, I do see a lot of similarities. But Caleb obviously has a lot more coaching experience. But I see both of them being successful coaches for a long time to come in this league. I get that impression right off the bat.
Talk about the ambition. You saw Timmy got pushed personally last year. Is there an ingredient you feel like you can have to contribute right away?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Playing here in front of this crowd, I think gets anybody going, but I think it'll get me going. It'll get my blood pumping right away. I just like to think that I've, earned the respect in this league. I've won in this league. Consistently won in this league, so I think bringing that mental toughness, bringing that hard-working mentality every single day, and bringing a possession-oriented style that we played in Salt Lake that's been successful, I think I can help translate that to some of the younger guys who are very talented, very young players but haven't quite had the success yet and need a little confidence. So with some of the more veteran guys and some of the guys who have maybe been around the league, I'd like to think my experience will help us both at home and probably more importantly on the road. I always used to tell Jason if I had to be rested, I don't want to be rested at home because those are easier games. I'd like to play all the road games because you really need a strong mentality. You need a road warrior mentality, if you will, because without road results, you have to be perfect at home. And the realistic point of view is that no one's going to be perfect at home. So winning on the road needs to be an absolute priority and something that hasn't gone right in the first two seasons. And it's an extremely difficult challenge, especially when you're assembling a new team. But it's something that we have to figure out a way to do. Otherwise, we'll be on the outside looking in again, and I don't see that as an option.
How did you see it change? Because you were part of a club that had road problems, very similar to the Timbers initially, and then had it turn around.
Yeah, we got a group of guys together who just kind of, it's hard to put into words, but you just, you work through it, you keep a stable group of guys together, and you just find ways where the mentality has to be right all the time. Everybody's out there fighting for each other, and it's just that realization, it kind of clicks and understands that this isn't going to be fun, this isn't going to be like playing at home. And I think Portland's had it the best because obviously the fans and the atmosphere here is the best in the league, and you just have to get a group of guys together who are willing to roll up their sleeves and go and put in a 90-minute shift. It's not going to be fun, it's probably not going to be enjoyable, but it's part of the job and it's part of being successful in this league. Cool.
Thank you.